farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries J.C. Hutchinson made his contribution to the 2016-17 sectoral debate in Parliament recently and highlighted several initiatives to be pursued by the ministry this year. Stay with us to hear excerpts and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
If you are pregnant, protect yourself from mosquito bites as the Zika virus can affect a baby's normal brain development. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, as part of its thrust to drive the development of the agricultural sector, will be pursuing several initiatives this year. A portion of agroparks across the island will be allocated to grow organic crops.
As a start, 27 acres of land at the planting Garden River Agropark in St. Thomas will be used to grow organic onions. In a compound in St. Elizabeth, ginger and turmeric are currently being organically grown. On another property in St. Elizabeth, land has been cleared for establishing 10 acres of organic onion, and they intend to expand that to 100 acres.
The overall target for this year is to increase the cultivation of organic produce by 150 acres. Two school gardens will be established in each RADA extension area throughout the island this financial year, bringing the total to 196 schools.
It is intended that these school gardens will not only serve to assist with providing produce for the breakfast program, but they will also be used by the RADA extension officers as demonstration plots for the community farmers in the various extension areas.
The Jamaica 4-H clubs will be partnering with RADA to develop the school gardens. Fruit tree seedlings are to be provided to persons celebrating a special event or commemorating a special occasion under the Posterity Tree Program. A variety of seedlings will be sold at a minimal cost at the RADA offices in the parishes. The planting of trees under this project is also geared towards addressing current issues with climate change. Greater focus will be placed on expanding the value chain of all herbal products. Areas are to be identified in Manchester and St. Elizabeth to grow crops such as moringa, aloe vera, nopal cactus, guinea hen weed, noni, mulberry, soursop, and pomegranate under the Herbal Plants Program. 7 incubators are to be established throughout the island geared at processing food items. These incubators will be certified so that products can be exported directly from these facilities. Individuals or companies will be able to use these facilities to process their produce. And 5 abattoirs are to be built throughout the island within the next 3 years as part of efforts to implement a structured approach to slaughtering animals for the retail and wholesale trade.
The establishment of these abattoirs would also facilitate the traceability of all animal products and support our animal health and food safety initiatives.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Sidong panimbatam. Translation, sitting down on one's buttocks. And this means lazy and unproductive.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with student engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.